aneuploid embryos can be due to the sperm, even when the semen analysis is normal, and we can treat that. That is the correct answer to medical infertility mystery case number 91. An incredible story. A woman in her 20s who came to me. They did IVF. The man had a completely normal semen analysis. Normal count, 170 million, normal motility and morphology. But they made almost no blasts when they did IVF, and the ones that they did were aneuploid. It was the sperm that was the cause, even though the semen analysis was normal. And it was due to a lot of unhealthy lifestyle issues in the man, but we reversed them, and now they're pregnant. People will say, well, it's egg quality and you need an egg donor, but it wasn't. I asked them to do a special version of the PGTA that looks if the aneuploidy is coming from the mother or the father, and they were from the father. I then delved deeper with him, and he admitted to a lot of unhealthy lifestyle choices that he hadn't admitted to before. We knew that he was very overweight, but he was smoking a lot of cigarettes. He was smoking a lot of marijuana. He was eating very poorly. We had a long heart-to-heart discussion. We worked with him on special dietary changes, similar to what we use in our Overcome PCOS program. We focused on high protein and carbohydrate restriction. He stopped the smoking. And when we did another cycle, the blast rate was normal. And they had five that were euploid. The guy told me he felt amazing. He had lost almost 20 pounds. He had enormous energy. He felt great. And getting pregnant probably saved his life. It's crucial to uncover these mean you need donor sperm. They don't mean you need donor egg. But we got to work together. But when we work together, we can overcome them. And they achieved a pregnancy. Let me know in the comments if you had all aneuploid embryos. Was lifestyle and environmental toxins something your doctor discussed with you?